AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Crowds are starting to gather outside Buckingham Palace. Members of the royal family are going to Balmoral Castle in Scotland. Queen Elizabeth is there. Buckingham Palace says Queen Elizabeth's doctors have put her under medical supervision. It has raised concerns about the 96-year-old monarch's health. Deborah Langton lives in London.
I get the feeling somehow we might be being prepared for something. And if that is, you know, the end, then that's going to be very sad, I think, for a lot of people.
This is historian Matthew Dennison.
It's very difficult for the royal family because their lives are profoundly public. And for most of us, we can treat our health as something private. And of course, the royal family would wish for their health mostly to be private. But in this case, we are talking about the health of the sovereign, who is still a part of the executive part of government.
Yesterday, Queen Elizabeth cancelled a virtual meeting of her Privy Council. Doctors advised her to rest following a full day of events Tuesday, when she formally asked Liz Truss to become the Prime Minister of Britain. The U.S. is sending close to $3 billion more in aid for Ukraine. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Mark Milley says Russia is taking big losses in Ukraine, but
the war is not over. Russia's a big country. They have very serious ambitions with respect to Ukraine. So sustainment of Ukraine to continue their fight for their survival will be necessary.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says higher interest rates are unlikely to cause a deep recession. In New York, Donald Trump's longtime ally Steve Bannon surrendered to authorities in court. He's facing charges of money laundering and conspiracy, alleging Bannon duped donors who gave money to build a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. Stocks are lower on Wall Street after big swings between gains and losses. This is AP News. CNN says former anchor Bernard Shaw has died of pneumonia. He was 82. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Bernard Shaw was a former U.S. Marine who became CNN's chief anchor when the network began in 1980. Although he moderated a presidential debate and covered Tiananmen Square, Shaw became famous for his calm under pressure during the Gulf War. Here he is reporting on CNN in 1991.
The sky over Baghdad is black. You can hear an occasional truck or car go by. But you wouldn't know that there's life outside these windows.
Shaw left the business nearly 20 years ago. He told NPR it wasn't worth it because of all the things he missed with his family while working. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
State media in China says a man has been found safe after he spent 2 days in the sky in a hydrogen balloon traveling about 200 miles. It became untethered and flew away while he was using the balloon to harvest pine nuts from a tree. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.